Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This Bills-Chiefs matchup this weekend has two teams with two phenomenal records.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, as we know, are undefeated. They are 9-0. Your Buffalo Bills, two losses early on in the season, but sitting at 8-2. This will only be the fifth time in NFL history where two teams with at least 8 wins will play each other before week 11.
Oh, wow.
Fifth time in NFL history.
Damn.
Yes. So the last time it happened was in 2018 when the 9-1 Rams beat the 9-1 Chiefs 54-51.
Damn.
And I'm sure if you're a football fan, you remember that game. It was just back and forth all night long.
I would think, yeah.
So I got some good news for you.
What's the good news?
If you need a Bills win this weekend, history says it's coming. Because in the other four matchups where you had two at least 8-win teams in week 11, the home team won every single game.
Oh, really?
They are undefeated.
So they swept.
4-0 so far.
Okay.
The Bills looking to make it 5-0 this weekend. I mean, this game does feel big.
Well, the networks are playing it up that way.
CBS will be broadcasting live from Orchard Park on Sunday.
Very cool.
And, I mean, not just for potential playoff seeding, which is here, bragging rights, which is always important with the Chiefs, but tell me if I'm wrong.
What's
this game have a potential changing of the guard feel to you guys?
Are you going to flip the script on Kansas City?
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. It's not like the Bills haven't beaten Kansas City in the regular season before.
2-0 the last two.
That's what I mean. So I don't know if it quite feels like, I think even if the Bills win this game, sure, it's a huge win. But do you feel like anything's changed yet?
Here's what I mean.
What's that?
So the Chiefs have yet to lose a game.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they don't look
not blowing people away.
And they don't look as close to as good as they've looked in the past.
They're not putting up the numbers they used to.
They're
getting old and slow.
And they're winning games by the skin of their ass. Like, the Chiefs right now could very easily be 6-3, 5-4. And I understand the Bills could also have two more losses. That being said, finding a way to win is the most valuable trait an NFL team can have.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have that down. It just feels like one of those things where people look at the Chiefs and see them as unbreakable.
Mm.
And if the Bills manage to go and dissolve that illusion this weekend,
yeah,
it means more than beating a 2-3 loss Chiefs team in the past couple of years. No?
Maybe.
Am I wrong?
For me, no. I don't think that win necessarily means that, you know, the Bills are going to be the more dominant team.
Yeah, but you're always negative about the Bills. Yeah.
Well, but because I'm just going based off them in the past. They've beat the Chiefs in these amazing games in the regular season, and then the Chiefs flip the script in the postseason, you know?
But they're going slower. They've got a lot more distractions now, the Chiefs. They're major stars. Two of their stars' homes got broken into on game day this weekend. Both their mansions got busted into. That's a lot going on in your mind right now.
Okay.
A lot going on. Do you want to leave town after your house got broken into?
I feel like the Chiefs.
And you got top security and your house still got busted?
I feel like the Chiefs are used to massive distractions. Let's not forget the biggest pop star in the world attends their games on a regular basis.
I think it's
They've had a lot of off-field issues.
But it's been going down.
Coach alone.
You got to admit, it's going down.
By the way, it is expected that Taylor Swift will be at this Bills game on Sunday. She has shows in Toronto. The rumor was the NFL scheduled this game at this time so Taylor Swift could be in Buffalo.
But think of the biggest night she ever had doing that stadium stuff was the night she was in Buffalo. I mean, you had the brother with the shirt off handing the kid into the
Kelsey.
Into the,
yeah,
I mean, come on,
that was
like the biggest night.
Sure.
It was hysterical to watch.
It was awesome, except for the whole ending of the game
right,
part.
Right. Yeah.
That sucked. So, like,
this is good.
Well, it's good and it's not.
Why do you do this?
Well, no, I'm
of course
just.
I want to see
all
the
stars lined up.
I mean, it would be awesome for the Bills to ruin their perfect record they have going.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be amazing. I just don't know if that, if it makes me any more confident than if they potentially face them again in the
playoff. What if they get a dominant win? Not in like one of these close shootouts, but if they really control the game on Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that happening, but yes.
That happens.
Yes. Look, I think any win is a script flipping, you know what I'm saying, situation. But yeah, dominant win, yes, I feel huge, but I don't think that's going to happen because here's the problem.
Right.
As we talk about, again, this Bills-Chiefs game on Sunday will only be the fifth time in modern NFL history where two teams with eight wins play each other before week 11. All four other matchups, the home team won. What hurts the Bills now? Injuries are killing them.
Yeah. Well, the receiver.
No Keon Coleman for this game for sure. We don't know about Amari Cooper. That would be huge if he's out. We're also waiting to hear on tight end Dalton Kincaid's knee. McDermott was very, we'll see how it goes this week. The strangest thing you're going to hear all day.
What's that?
So this week we found out that the Bills are opening the 21-day window to bring back all-world linebacker Matt Milano.
Oh.
He will not play this week, but it looks like he'll be back after the bye. And Matt Milano is a game changer. However, Kimmy, believe it or not, this will be the third straight game the Bills play the Chiefs where Matt Milano is hurt.
He
didn't play the regular season last year
because
he had a broken leg. Well, they're 1-1 in those two games.
Oh. They have a factor.
The Bills win that playoff game with Matt Milano in Orchard Park. I'm confident of it.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that replaced him had come off his couch 2 weeks earlier.
That's true.
How the Chiefs get the luck of facing the Bills without their best defensive player for three straight games is mind-blowing.
I do worry about Matt Milano though in the way that like I think everybody thinks he's gonna come back and just be the dominant force he was, and there's no guarantee that happens. You know what I mean? Like the Bills could be better off right now, and it could take him some time to get back to it.
So here's why you're wrong.
All right, let me know.
Okay. Look,
I mean, he's been off the field now for almost two seasons.
Any other human being, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
But Matt Milano is not a human being. He's a robot with biceps the size of a baby's head.
Half a bicep now.
Okay, well, that's got to break your ladies' hearts, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Because he ripped his bicep, and that's going to look weird.
Can they build that back up, though?
I don't know.
I honestly have no idea how
I've seen dudes with torn biceps afterwards.
I'm sure you have.
Do they deflate?
It's not so much a deflate.
That didn't.
Just the only show where a man laughs at his own joke. Can't even get the words out. I hope you're dying.
Oh, me too.
I hope you're dying.
Take me now, Lord.
All right, so Bills Chiefs Sunday 4:25. Everything's lining up.
All right, I'm feeling good. I'm excited. This is like my favorite time. It's all lining up.
I hate this game.
Yeah,
I hate this game so much.
Your favorite happy hour game.
Oh man, nice.
Man, that traffic getting out of the stadium on Sunday is going to be a nightmare.
Good
but
luck,
it's worth
everybody.
It.
Is it? What I got
to
watch?
You're going to go see like the game of the month.
No, it's going to be the game of the – I mean, knock on wood. It's the game of the year. They're planning. Yeah. It's always the game of the year.
And but like, this is going to get so much national attention beforehand.
Sure. It already has.
Yeah, I mean, we're already there, man. And it's funny, too, because, like, what does it matter to you, right?
Like, I like watching it on TV.
The energy in the stadium is what you feel. I've been fortunate enough to go to the last two Bills-Chiefs games, the regular season game in Kansas City last year, and then the playoff game that they lost at Orchard Park. And I got to tell you, man, I've been – you know how many pro sporting events I've been to.
I know.
The electricity in these games – is indescribable.
I like the electricity in my house with the warmth.
Okay.
And the cocktail.
You are such a bitch.
I don't need these pee-stained jerks behind me running a goddamn criminal mouse all afternoon.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.